Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Kristen from Ohio. I called in, or rather, I wrote in a few months ago about a sleep paralysis episode my sister and I both had on our family couch where we saw a shadow figure. And I believe you played that one on your secret room episode, so I wanted to thank you guys for that. And I wanted to tell you about, I guess mine has more of a question with it than anything, but a few months back I was having a series of nightmares, all featuring this same old woman who was haunting me, I feel like. Well, the one that sticks out to me the most is I was running through this like old abandoned hospital, and this woman, you know, is chasing me, laughing at me, you know, and I walk into this room and I'm looking at myself like tied up to a post or a column, and I am either dead or like unconscious, and I'm on fire. And then this woman, her face is like laughing and evil, and she has black eyes, and she just gets closer and closer in my face laughing. And then I woke up in a panic, and like I said, I had a dream similar to this, not exactly that, for like a week straight with the same woman tormenting me. And a couple times, I swear, when I woke up I would still see the woman. And so I thought that was freaky, but I don't know if that's just like me dreaming and overthinking it, or if like really you think if you're dreaming about the same woman over and over, is it a haunting then or what? So I don't know. I guess I wanted your opinion on that. And then even more recent, I had an episode of sleep paralysis where I woke up in bed, next to my boyfriend, feeling just like really panicked, and I was trying to open my mouth and scream and no words were coming out. Like, I just like kind of, I felt like I was making like a noise, but I couldn't make real sound. And I was trying everything to like try and wake my boyfriend up and like move my fingers and scratch at him to get him to wake up, because I didn't feel like I was alone in the room. And I didn't actually see anybody that time. But I was hearing voices, and all of a sudden, just like noises, like, you know, in scary movies, how like all of a sudden a ton of voices start happening really fast and they're getting louder and louder. And then all of a sudden I heard like, "Do not open the door." And then I snapped awake, and I was able, you know, to move, and like I was just like fully awake in the exact position that I had just been in, like during sleep paralysis. So I guess my question is, do you think that some people are just prone to things happening to them in their sleep? And are these hauntings? Or is it just simply, you know, mental? Because I feel like every situation I've ever been in, it has happened, you know, either like in some kind of sleep, like my dream or the sleep paralysis, or on the couch, you know, seeing the shadow person. So I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Yeah, I guess that's it. Let me know what you guys think, and love your show. And thanks so much. Bye.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.